Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside. Happy Tuesday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, every night during the week that we don't have an NFL game, so that's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, we will be on Aaron Judge Watch Yankees slugger and 2022 AL MVP, because we can call him that now because, you know, he's going to win. And also, remember, I told you before the season started he was going to win AL MVP.
Boy, when that futures pays out, dinner on Smith. Mm-hmm. Lobsters for everybody.
Bottom of the ninth inning right now, and unless the Blue Jays come from behind to tie this game, you are not going to get a home run from Aaron Judge. He is 0-for-1 tonight. Wait for it. He has been walked four times tonight by Blue Jays pitchers.
1-2-3-4.
He is hitting .314, so still right there, potentially win the Triple Crown, but the seven-game homerless streak for Aaron Judge continues. But here's the thing, is when you think about, oh, Aaron Judge, like you think he's slumping, right? Oh, he's slumping. He's not slumping. Jason Stark had the stat earlier tonight on Twitter. His on-base percentage during this seven-game slump, when pitchers are pitching around it, because now I don't want to give up 61 to Judge. I don't want to be that guy. I'm not going to do that. I think maybe this is the best strategy. He's going to see four wide all the time. His on-base percentage is almost 600. On-base percentage.
Plenty of opportunities for teammates to fatten up their stats.
600. 100. So he's not been slumping. He just hasn't hit a home run, which is fine. Now, do I think he's still going to hit 65? Probably not, but he'll get to at least 62. Remember, there's still a bunch. He's still playing the rest of this week, all this weekend, into the middle of next week, and he's going to get a couple more home runs. He's going to get a couple more shots at it. Wait till the Yankees have the games as they get back home. He's going to get a couple. But now at 65, because I had that number in my head for a long time, now I'm thinking maybe 62, 63 is where he's going to top out of. But to think that he's slumping, no, he's just not hitting a home run. And oh, by the way, remember, he could win the Triple Crown. This is one of the greatest offensive years in the history of baseball. It's played over well over 100 years. One of the greatest seasons in the history of the game.
And like they always chanted when you were a kid, a walk's as good as a hit. It goes to your batting average, though.
Yeah,
I think we could send that note to our friends that work for Apple and do broadcasting and everything in terms of how a batting average works.
You know, I honestly always thought a walk should help contribute to your batting average, because it's what you're supposed to be trying to get on base. And a walk is, yes, but you're not chasing bad pitches or you're fouling off pitches. You're finding a way to get on base. I would think it should be more than just, oh, yeah, well, your on base percentage is really good. Okay, well, which is great, right? I mean, like, again, his on base percentage is almost 600.
Well, but that's the thing, is like we can break it down every way till Sunday, all the different categories. He's in the lead, or Shohei Ohtani's in the lead, and that's all fine and good. Bottom line is this: I like that pitchers aren't grooving it to him. Go work. He had an 8-pitch at bat, ends in a walk. Okay, cool. If he wants to go and hit that home run, maybe he's got to hit some high cheese up around his eyes. Maybe he's got to extend out over the plate a few inches where he would normally take that, right? Good batting eye. Normally a ball that he would take. Maybe he's got to get a little desperate in the last few days. I think that could be fun. Detrimental, perhaps, to the batting average. But fun theater for me, watching him swing. Hey, what did he do? He golfed it out. He had to go down and literally get it out of the dirt because they weren't going to give him something to hit.
But here's the other thing, is that what you've heard from Aaron Judge is from people who just don't watch baseball. Oh, he's in a drought.
Yeah, no.
He's slumping and he's frustrated. Okay, if he was frustrated, he would have a lot of strikeouts and his batting average the last seven games.
He'd be swinging like a lunatic.
Right.
Yeah.
And his batting average, he'd be hitting in the 200s, low 200s. Oh, Aaron Judge. But he's not, because he's doing the right things. He's not chasing. He's getting on base. The Yankees are winning games. And you know what? This is another big blank you that Aaron Judge has to the New York Yankees. Oh, you don't want to give me the money that I should get, and we haven't talked about this all season long. Look at the end of the year when I have a chance at 61 and 62 and really shove it in your face. You know what I'm doing? I'm being a team guy and I'm taking the walks and I'm getting on base and we're winning games, and you still don't want to pay me. I'm being a team guy throughout all of this, not Barry Bonds. I just want to swing and hit home runs and I'm not going to give my teammates hitting advice because they could be on a different team next year. No, I'm going to be a team guy here. This is such a big blank you to the Yankees, and the front office doesn't want to sign him. He's still doing all the right things. He's just not hitting home runs. It will get there. I am not worried. But this whole theater now, I'm almost just as caught up in, will he win the Triple Crown as will he get to 62 home runs? Because Triple Crown, we've seen 60 home runs. How many times have we seen 60 home runs in the last year? He said 4, 5, 6 times. But Triple Crown, yeah, I've seen it once. Right? I've seen it once. I saw Cabrera, and that was it. Because the last one, you got to go all the way back to Yastrzemski was the last guy to win the Triple Crown before that, and I wasn't even alive. So this is something I've only seen once in my lifetime. And it wasn't even a big down to the end, if I don't remember, for Cabrera. It was, yeah, he's going to win it.
Yeah, the hard part, you know? Like, nobody cared.
Yeah, because it was Cabrera, he plays for the Tigers.
Yeah,
but this batting average coming down to the end of the season, now this is fun.
Well, that and still needing a couple more home runs to potentially find your place in history. Again, we can do all the arguments we want. Nobody took down Maguire's seasons. Nobody took down Sosa's seasons, even though he's persona non grata on a whole other level than everybody else. And Barry Bonds finally talking about, hey, the Hall of Fame would really mean something to me. Well, he's still up there at number 73, right? They have not taken that down, and 762. But to put some more data on your Aaron Judge month of September, 22 games, Jason. 33 for 77, 102 plate appearances, 77 at bats, 33 for 77. That's a nice, robust 429 batting average. That's almost 100 points higher than any other month of it that he's had this season. So you want to talk about still getting your home runs, right? 9 home runs, 15 RBI on the month. He had that streak early on. But hitting .429 entering tonight's game in the month of September. Just absolutely absurd. Very few pitches to hit, being selective, and making them pay. Unfortunately, that's probably the way this season is going to end, is a bunch of that. And yes, you might get that one pitch that you find in the sweet spot, but I'm going to guess you're going to be dancing around the edges of the plate or up, down, as opposed to one finding its perfect sweet spot for you.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Now, speaking of the batting average part of the Triple Crown, for Aaron Judge, because everything else is academic. He leads in RBIs by 11 and home runs by 23.
Mookie Betts is better.
But he's not winning the Triple Crown. Judge looks like he's going to end tonight again with the lead, overall lead in batting over Arias, who is 1-for-3 tonight, 1-for-4 tonight for the Twins, hitting .313. Xander Bogaerts, in a game in which the Red Sox have 13 runs, is 0-for-3. He is now hitting .311. So now it's a little bit of daylight between the two of them. No matter what happens, Judge ends tonight, 0-for-1, I'm hitting .314.
It's fun theater, right? Because now you start trying to get into the mind of Aaron Judge. Because obviously Triple Crown, the batting title, huge, because you have a terrible day and you're swinging at everything and don't take the walks that are being offered, then yes, to the detriment of your batting average. And now we're talking about shading a point here or there versus extending your strike zone and trying to hit that elusive 61st or 62nd home run. It'll be interesting to watch his approach at the plate, not just for the spectacle of the end result, but just watching his decision making and whether there's any variance here in the final stretch.
If he does press, it will be the final weekend. He's not, because he only needs two, right? As much as he'd like to get 63, he only needs to get to 62.
Well, no, but that's the thing. Right? He's not getting to 70.
So he's like, not going to press.
The goal has got to be 62.
He's not going to press. He's not going to press until the last couple of days, like this time next week, when there's two or three games, like they go into the final series of the season. And if he's still one or two bags, that's when he's going to press, because now it's okay. Now I got to hit that home run. I still want to win. So for right now, it's still all good for him, which is you could see. By the way, his approach to the game has stayed. Everything is good. But the whole misconception of Aaron Judge is struck. No, he's not. He just hasn't.
I just read off the stats. I mean, for the month of September. I mean, it's absurd. Oh. You're talking about 25 strikeouts in those 102 plate appearances, 77 at-bats, 23 walks. So you're talking 33 hits, take off the 25 strikeouts. 33 hits on 52 balls put in play.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike had swollen up. Speaking of unbelievable, all right, let me just say this because this is the most frustrating part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Final tune-up for the United States in the World Cup.
Oh, it was terrible.
Tie Saudi Arabia.
They were awful.
Tie Saudi Arabia.
Pulisic didn't even look at Coach Berhalter as he left the field.
It was what the hell, man. I mean, seriously, and here's the thing. Yeah. Here's my big problem with where the United States is right now, is that they can either look like a top five team in the world or a team without any interest in playing. Like that's the up and back that they are. That's how good they can be and also how frustrating they can be. The only saving grace for them is that their group that they're gonna be playing doesn't have any stars in it. So they can move on. Look, England's there, but look, they don't have a superstar. You don't have to worry about a Ronaldo or a Messi or anybody. But the biggest problem is I don't know that Greg Berhalter knows who his players are going to be. It's like wholesale changes. Yeah. All right, you got to know by now who your players are going to be, right? And I feel like there's still 30 guys he's choosing from. You got to know who your guys are by now. Oh, here's the substitutes in the second half. It's like hockey. We're going to just look at it, change everybody.
Yeah.
All the mids are coming out. All the forwards are coming out. Everybody's in. I feel like he doesn't know who his players are going to be yet. And that's my biggest worry, is that it's just going to be, he's going to try to mix and match, and it's never going to come together, and the United States is going to have a disappointing run in the World Cup.
Yeah, the other thing I was concerned about is watching this match towards the end. Man, there were a lot of slide tackles getting up around thighs, just below the knee. Like, all right, someone's getting seriously hurt here.
Yeah.
I said, all right, you get a yellow card only because it's a friendly. If this was a real game, he'd be thrown out. It's like, well, you should throw him out on principle because he's being stupid in a friendly.
Jules, you give this guy that briefcase, I will shoot him on general principle.
That's damn right.
Twitter and how about a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Yeah, no, really worried about the United States because of that. We got so many people to choose from. You've had 4 years to figure your guys out now. We're still trying to do it. Oh, my goodness.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Well, it's happening.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to get used to it. The Mets are three outs away from being tied with the Braves for first place in the NL East. Because now the Mets can't beat teams that absolutely stink and have given up on the season. We can't beat those teams now.
Well, they come to play and beat the Mets.
Meet the Mets.
And then they had the Mr. Met. I think they put on an even bigger smile for him, so he looked like he was promoting the movie Smile tonight.
You know, people are actually...
it is kind of a horror film at this point, the Met season as we stand.
Okay, well, it's not so off. First of all, I love the fact that people are doing that at games. They're just smiling at the camera.
Like, well, it's a nice promotional thing.
Well, I wonder if it's a whole big thing.
Oh, like, it
is. They're actually having people go, hey, here's $15 in your Amazon account when you go to a game and you smile into the camera. I mean, I think people are doing that.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the parameters of it are, but it's happened at multiple ballparks. That woman that was the originator...
at the Mets and the A's game.
She's back today. Yeah. So, yeah. And then, likewise, you know, Mr. Met closing in on him with a smile on his face.
That's going to be me if the Mets blow the lead to first place. Why is he just sitting smiling at the television? I don't know, but it's stuck on the top 25 rankings and the scroll for teams 21 through 25 because Syracuse is 25. Just let him sit there and smile for a few minutes. No, you know, honestly, here's where I'm at. While it's like, boy, I love the Mets playing these bad teams, but they're not winning. They have one more game, and then it's the big series against the Braves. That is likely going to decide the NL East.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Mets need to play the Braves. I think the Mets need to play. They don't need to, and they probably wouldn't survive and succeed if it was, hey, here's the Marlins, and then a series against the Pirates, and then we're going to close against the Nationals. I don't know that that's it. I think they need the Braves.
Yeah.
I think they need the Braves. They need to play that series.
I think
right
they
now.
Need to hook up the car battery and get the cables out and give a jolt.
I think that's what they need
right now.
Yeah. What do you got, Frostberg?
I think you're right there, Jason. I think they do need to play each other. And how much easier would it be for the Dodgers if the Mets beat the Braves? Oh, man.
Oh, dude, you don't want either of those teams. Trust me, you don't want either of those smoke teams, man.
Sweep.
You're going to have no pitching left. Don Sutton's going to be starting game three of your first
what
playoff series.
What game is Scherzer starting for you? Game zero.
Scherzer's going to be starting game one unless something happens
game
and he
zero.
Gets pushed. And then DeGrom will start and Angel Hernandez will be umping and then we'll be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, when's the Dark Knight coming in?
Wow.
Matt Harvey. Wow.
That seems like a lifetime ago doesn't it?
It was. It was so long ago. It seems like yesterday.
I mean, we've had like four Halloween movies.
But it was so long ago.
It was Matt Harvey Day.
I think we've had four Halloween movies in the last 3 years.
Well, yeah,
I feel
four like, more than we needed.
I feel like every
fair,
6 months is,
point.
Hey, because the final trailer for Halloween Ends came out today.
Yeah.
The final trailer for Halloween, which
you know
is
who
not
didn't
really going to
end. This guy.
The trailer?
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh.
Is Wolverine going to be in that one, right?
Oh, what a great mall! Oh, that's so awesome! Here come the X-Men to save the MCU! Oh, it's going to be fantastic! That was really great.
The Reynolds bit was really good.
That was great. Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time? Yeah, sure. Oh, all right!
One of the great prank battles and comedy duos we've had in recent memory.
Mm-hmm.
Reuniting... Mm-hmm. For Deadpool 3.
Oh.
I sent the clip to Madeline without any identifiers as to what he was talking about other than Deadpool 3. And then she just started screaming. Yeah, let's go!
Because it looked like it was a bit of Welcome to Wrexham. Because it's like in his study where a lot of
interviews
are.
And then he's out walking in the woods.
Like, is this a Welcome to Wrexham? No, it's Deadpool 3. Okay, I get it.
I was waiting for them to sing the... Deadpool and Rob McElhenney song while they were at it, too.
No one wants to add a penny, so we need Deadpool and Rob McElhenney. You could tell Mike and I both watch Welcome to Wrexham.
Beat the Braves, Jason. Beat the Braves.
Yeah, listen.
Back to my point.
We got to beat the Miami Marlins first. We're not gonna, but while the – because really, the Mets need to play the Braves. They need that kind of juice. They need the best and to bring it out of them. And they've lined up DeGrom and Scherzer. The Braves have lined up their pitchers. It's going to be fantastic. I just hope that we get there. Tied for first and not having to win two out of three to tie for first.
And they'll settle it all inside the square circle.
Oh, boy.
Hell in a cell.
So while that is happening and I'm watching the Mets season just drip, drip, drip down the drain.
Well, mine's done and it's been announced that the manager ain't coming back. So. And everybody that was, oh, look, with Tony out, Cairo's been great. Yeah, that lasted about a week.
No, it's okay. It's a week. Hey, you got that extra week. You got that extra week.
No, I celebrated that. Well, I mean, it distracted me from Northwestern football.
It did. That's true. Again, if you moved to Europe to play your games, you would be just fine.
No,
you might be the most dominant team in the world.
Win those conversion rates,
baby.
I'll
tell you, Northwestern, they're beating Eaton. They're beating Wrexham. They're beating Wales. Oh, they're beating everybody. They're beating
Cambridge.
Harmon's
been out there a month. What happened to him? Well, he put on 50 pounds because he's living at the Guinness factory.
Yeah, and they keep giving away free beer because they keep running out. It's fantastic.
He keeps showing up for the tour.
Now, we'd like to tell you, hey, we're ahead of the curve on things, and we are, because a lot of times we do topics and we do things and we give you thoughts and opinions, and then, you know, a month later, it's, hey, guess what? Case in point, I told you Jalen Hurts was going to be the NFL MVP before the season started.
Betting all the way down to 6-1, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's why you had to get him at, what, 18-1 when the season started? But when I told you he was going to win MVP?
Yeah, I think it was like 22. But yeah, give it time.
Even better, 22. Maybe 28-1 it was. Maybe 38-1.
He was out there with Justin Fields at 150-1.
He was out there with Zach Wilson at 700-1. But this season has gone from here comes Trevor Lawrence to here comes Trevor Lawrence, the second coming of the franchise quarterback of the last 20 years, because he is now officially arriving. The Jaguars are a different team. And so far, 2-1 this year. Look, they lost to Washington opening week, which they shouldn't have done. But still, he has been terrific so far this year. 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. His quarterback rating is over 100. He was great against the Chargers, who have a great defense. Yes, they were missing a couple of players, but this was a dominant. Yeah, I think he played with 9
like 5
on defense.
Pro Bowlers. Frostburg played.
Yeah. I think didn't.
Well, he was talking on the defensive end.
Yeah,
he wasn't.
No,
defensively. Rashawn Slater.
Defensively. No,
by the way, the Joey Bosa report of, hey, he's got a severe groin injury, but you know what? We'll have to see. He's not going to be sidelined. Like, if it's a severe groin injury, Smith, come on, you tell me.
Severe.
You do that first step.
Severe groin. Yeah, first step.
How quickly are you getting back out of the field?
Yeah, no, you're not.
Is
you're
it
not.
Groin or growing?
It's a growing injury. That's what we got.
Hey. I know who you're taking shots at. How dare you?
It's a growing. But here comes Trevor Lawrence. He is arriving. The national attention that he will get when he actually breaks through could be this Sunday if they beat Philadelphia, who's 3-0. But the big banner headlines are coming really soon. We're telling you now, like usual, because we're ahead of the curve. And just watching Trevor Lawrence, watching him play this year, you know, I always say, look, what do I know about football? But the one thing I see from him that is different in him from last year, his body language is so much better. His decisiveness is better than it was a year ago. He's comfortable in this offense because, hey, look at what the Jaguars did. Let's go get a guy who won a Super Bowl with Nick Bleepin' Foles. I'm sure he can do things right, and look what they're doing. He looks like a different quarterback. He's making big-time throws, and he's ascending, quickly. And just like a month ago, we told you about Jalen Hurts. Now everybody can't say enough about Jalen Hurts. In a couple of weeks, it's going to be, hey, Trevor Lawrence is here. He finally looks like the guy he was at Clemson. He finally looks like that guy. And the thing is, he's not throwing the football to a bunch of stars. He's throwing the football, TJ. He's literally throwing the football to a bunch of Jags. I mean, he's not. It's not like suddenly they brought in all these tremendous weapons for him, and he's got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. No, he doesn't have these guys, but he's making weapons out of them, and he looks terrific. He is arriving. It is Trevor Lawrence time, and in a couple weeks, and everybody's talking about it. You remember, oh yeah, we talked about it here first.
Well, I mean, you look at the way the roster's constructed. Go to the defensive side. Frostburg was there watching it live and in living color on Sunday. The other Josh Allen is pretty damn good, too, on the defensive line and making things happen, right?
Defense is number one against the run.
Right, so you've got a good defense, so now you work to balance. And with Lawrence, you've got a good run game. James Robinson has been fantastic. Travis Etienne is there. They're both averaging over 4 yards a carry. And then Christian Kirk, the guy everybody mocked when he signed his deal. I think I might have been the lone national voice raising his hand going, this works. They have to overpay to bring someone in.
Yeah, you do.
And people saying, well, they screwed up the market. No, they didn't. Right? It's like Tom Brady when he was taking no money. And everybody's like, oh, he screwed up the court. No, he's an outlier. You go in and you say, you know what? Will you play for the Tom Brady money? And the quarterback and his agent start laughing at you. And then you get to real negotiations. Likewise, wide receivers. You have Christian Kirk gets paid this amount of money. It was, oh, he didn't get to 1,000 yards ever. hit 982.
Yeah,
I mean, last year he was at 982.
Yeah,
last year
he's okay. He's a solid guy.
That is become your security blanket, right? He is Linus and that little blue blanket, mm-hmm. and he knows Christian Kirk's going to be there. Even last year, go back. He got 9.5 targets a game.
Yeah.
From Kyler Murray. He's a guy that you trust. He's going to run a precise route. So put the ball there, and you're good. And then you've got Jones and Jones.
I mean, look, Zay Jones and Marvin Jones been in the league for 20 years. I mean, these are just guys.
Well, Marvin was a guy they always wanted more from.
Yeah, well, wherever
and
he was,
maybe now
they always wanted
coached
more from him.
A little bit more. Likewise, Zay Jones.
Yeah, but Marvin Jones is the third guy there. I mean, it's not like...
And that's all he needs to be.
Yeah, but it's not like they brought in a whole bunch of guys. He's elevating the wide receivers.
But that's what I love, though, is that by spreading these guys around and including Evan Engram, and then you'll have more of ETN coming in with the out of the backfield, right? 10 targets thus far. But you're not myopic. Right, you're looking at some of these other teams. Go back to Marvin Jones when he was in Detroit. What did Stafford do? What did any other quarterback that's
my landlord
Stafford
Marvin?
Do?
They would exactly. They would stare down their number one option constantly. It's what one of the problems you're having in Las Vegas. What do you do with Devontae Adams? You threw to him too much. Now you didn't throw to him enough. What's the happy medium? And is he happy? No, he's mad. All right, is that a problem? And is that something that's going to fester? Here, nobody's an A-list guy saying, hey, I should be getting the ball 15 times a game in and under all circumstances. And that's better for a young quarterback. Yeah, you'd like to have that. Yeah, just stick it in. That guy's going to go get it. The Andre Johnsons of the world and, you know, pick any of the guys that you go to now. But I like the way this offense is constructed. You can be far more creative with it.
Look, it's a terrific development for the NFL because now here comes another star. And all the worry about Lawrence, he is now answering those questions.
And he looks like sunshine.
Right. He's now, but they run more plays than they did.
Yeah.
But now, with this group of wide receivers, that there's 15 teams saying our wide receivers are better than they are, it doesn't matter. He is in the perfect situation, and because of the way it ended in Philadelphia, the image of Doug Peterson took a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, boy, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to win games? Are you trying to get a better draft position? Remember that last game against Washington a couple of years ago was really embarrassing
for him.
Sat
all those people down.
People forgot. This is a guy that won a bleeping Super Bowl, man. And the Jaguars went out and they were lucky to get him. And when it happened, we said, hey, they get from this Urban Meyer fiasco to a guy who was absolutely perfect for this team. And look at where Trevor Lawrence is. And still, this is a bunch of new guys in a new system, and look at how they're playing. They have the best offense in the division. This is going to continue on for Trevor Lawrence. And in a month, it's going to be Trevor Lawrence, new superstar. Look at what's going on with the Jaguars. Look at how they're a show every week now. And we're seeing Trevor Lawrence highlights all the time. He is a different guy. His confidence, his body language, everything. He always had the talent. Now he's making the throws, and he's making space to make the throws. He's getting outside the pocket just a little bit when he needs to. He is a different guy, and he's becoming the star that everybody thought he was going to be. Trust me, in 3 weeks from now, that's how they're going to be talking about him. It's the perfect system for him. It has worked, and he is now that guy.
At 2-1, and they've scored 33 more points than any other team in the division.
Jags, yo. My prediction of how good the Jags are going to be.
I'm going to start busting out the original Jaguars hat that I have in my stuff.
It's coming true, buddy. Here they come. My Jaguar, my Super Bowl in 5 years prediction is going to be coming true. It's going to be exciting.
Really?
So excited. Hey, I told you.
You were mopping up puke with Lawrence's wig last season.
Hey, how did you do watching Trevor Lawrence up close and personal on Sunday?
I got 5 Pro Bowlers to worry about, okay?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. You know, I wish this play had landed. I wish this play had happened. I wish this play had become a thing. But like Fetch, it's just not going to happen. Dolphins special teams coach Danny Crossman was asked today about the butt punt.
Mm-hmm.
And was not amused by it. Said he's never going to find it funny. The butt punt, which took over social media for a little bit of time on Sunday. Mark Sanchez tweeting out, oh, I'm off the hook, the butt fumble. And I looked like maybe it's going to happen. And it hasn't.
No.
Doesn't mean it wasn't entertaining.
This is risky. It is, oh, my goodness. Blocked indeed. And we just told you he's only had one blocked in 14 years, and that was number two. And look at where it comes in the game. Let's see if we can get a... Oh, it hit the personal protector, Sherfield. Hit his behind.
Well, I just got through saying instead of 15 yards, it's a 10 yard. So
exactly.
Everybody's got to adjust to the fact it's in a confined space.
It was not blocked at all. That gives a whole new meaning to kicking you-know-what.
Kevin Harlan with the call. I don't know how the producer's not yelling, butt punt! It's the butt punt! The butt punt! Thomas Morstead, the butt punt becomes a thing. But instead of becoming, oh, what a great viral takeover this is going to be, it turned into something I like to call that's fun for 5 minutes. Like, you know when you go to a mall and you're walking down from one store, like you go in and there's Macy's, oh, we're going to go down to Finish Line or Lids or wherever it is, and you walk down and there's the guy with the remote control and the helicopter is flying around.
I hate that guy.
And you stop and you stare at it for a few, you're like, oh my God, and the kids are going, oh my God, it's so cool, it's so
and
cool.
And then he asks you for a tip like he's a costume character on Hollywood Boulevard. You watched!
How about you give me $5 or you buy one of these things. And it looks really cool. And then you walk away and you don't buy it because it's something that you know it's fun for 5 minutes. That's going to be something. If I spend $35 on this toy, my kid's going to fly it for 5 minutes. Either it's going to break or he's not going to be able to fly it. He's going to lose interest. It's going to be fun for 5 minutes, and that's going to be it.
That's right.
It's fun. And that was the butt punt. The butt punt was fun for 5 minutes, but it didn't land. The legacy of the butt fumble is secure. All he had to do was die. The legacy of the butt fumble is completely secure. You tried to make it happen, but it didn't have the most important butt fumble ingredients, which were a national game everybody saw and a heritage sad sack team for it to happen to. Because if the butt fumble had happened to the pass, let's just say it happened to Tom Brady. Oh, Brady runs into his own lineman. Oh, that's an unfortunate highlight. And we wouldn't even talk about it anymore. Because, oh, it just happens to me. It happens during the game. But when it happens to the Jets, or it happens to the Lions, or it happens to the Raiders, oh, now let's blow it up because it's now incredibly embarrassing because these are the plays that happen to these sad sack franchises because that's what they've been for the longest time. So because it happened to them, it's much easier to make fun of. All right, in the middle of the Dolphins, and okay. All right, Dolphins, Bills, sure.
Well, but Dolphins, Bills had so many other storylines that also came out of it, right?
Yeah.
The Tua Tagovailoa and the half-ass effort to try to tell me he wasn't and shouldn't have been in concussion protocol. Like, nobody above the age of 3 believed that for a second.
Yeah, but you still had the butt punt. It was still a butt punt.
No, but
it was
but here, okay. Let me take over. All right, Tom Brady also on his podcast said it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen, so that's cool. But go to Sunday night, where you have Jimmy Garoppolo step out of the back of the end zone. Now, it's not Orlovsky as much as people want to do it, because Orlovsky ran about 20 yards along the end line and was out of bounds the whole time. But the hate watching and the magnification on the Russell Wilson versus Jimmy Garoppolo game threw your butt punt far off the radar.
Nah, the butt punt should have been a highlight that cuts through the clutter because it's a butt punt. I mean, okay, yes, we have storylines. We always have storylines. But you never get a butt punt. You get a butt punt. The guy kicked it right in the butt of his personal protector.
Trevor Lawrence kicking the crap out of the Chargers. All their injuries.
Yeah, but that's NFL stuff.
Your
that's regular
Eagles guy?
NFL
no,
stuff.
No, but coming out
that's
of a
NFL
Sunday.
That's NFL stuff, though. But it's NFL. It needed to be a national game that everybody saw, right? If it was on, and that's what the butt fumble
but
was.
But you had a good Thanksgiving. Everybody get ready to go to the trough. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, wait, do you see this?
Yeah, look at
everybody,
this butt fumble.
Get away from the table. Come back.
And it happened to a team that you like to make fun of. Most other teams, if it happened to, the butt fumble wouldn't be living in infamy like it does. But it happened to the Jets. It happened when they were getting killed. It happened to a quarterback that was not very good. And because that had been their identity of look at the Jets. Everybody wants to see the Jets and laugh at them. Jets, Lions, Raiders, everything. That's what did it. That's what did it. The butt punt, as much as it looks like, boy, this is a guy just, you know, punting ball right in the butt of the guy in front of him. That should have been bigger. It should have been, but it just didn't land because of those reasons. So now Thomas Morstead's going to go, oh, yeah. But that's like going to be the biggest footnote of his career. Where all Mark Sanchez is known for is the butt fumble. Not the fact that until 2 years ago, he had won more road playoff games than Tom Brady. Not that. No. Not the fact he went to 2 AFC championship games. No. Oh, his legacy is the butt fumble.
No, and I've tried to argue the other part of the legacy forever.
It's all it's ever going to be.
Heisman, first round pick, savior, couple of AFC title games, Rex Ryan. All of those things were Mark Sanchez hallmarks, but it'll always be remembered for the butt fumble.
That's it.
You also, I mean, Kevin Harlan does a great job here, but I don't know that it matches up with Chris Collinsworth either.
No, I.
As much as I, like, Kevin Harlan is, as you know, if I'm building an altar to a guy that's done games,
I mean, he's atop that Mount Rushmore for me. You could have four other guys underneath. He's top.
The Collinsworth thing, it's not like he was doing anything but just describing the play. It's not like he had a fun catchphrase or a fun call or Al Michaels the same way. It was just an incredulous reaction.
Yeah, but he said forklifting.
Yeah, he just used to forklift him. Well, he described how the play happened. And Mark Sanchez, despite the fact his hands are 25 inches long, couldn't hold on to that football.
Well, it happened. Buddy.
His legacy is secure.
It was the perfect convergence of events.
I wish.
And something you can't get rid of. That stink is still on you.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. Coming up next, got a big story out of the American League and MLB. Plus, two potential big bets in football. Vox.
He's going to fumble the football. This is what Reggie White used to do to people, forklift them.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.